Good evening, everyone. This is Joan.
And this is John. Welcome back to our Seating of the Divine, and tonight it's Level 4, Session 18, December the 12th, 2019. Now, this session will be a full session, trust us. Yeah, of course, number one, this will be our last session until the end of the first quarter next year, and that year is 2020, if you can believe that one. And we have both Metatron and Yeshua who will be joining us this evening, so it's a real privilege for us. Also, our own Katie Piercy has again and again and again gone above and beyond when she's transcribed the complete summary of the light packet placement as well as the various DNA activations. And that is, is that out there now? Ms. Joan?
Or, yeah, it's posted.
And that has been posted. And but the most important thing is thank you, Katie, if you'd all thank her. I know quietly because we can't hear you. thank you very much, Katie. You're really a special person, and we really appreciate you. Now, recently, Metatron voiced to us how amazed our teachers of light were in the accomplishments of our group over the last few years. They told us they did not think it was possible for us to be where we are today in this short period of time. And if you think back, every year they have told us that. And I think it's just amazing. So hugs to everybody. It's well deserved. And thank you all. Now, oh, look who's here. It's Santa Claus. Oh, no, it's Joan. And she has a couple of announcements on how best to navigate through our time of quiet and reflection. Miss Joan?
Well, I'll make it short and to the point. As our time draws to a close this year, first of all, we want to thank each and every one of you for taking this journey with us and for all the contributions that you have made to our crucible. I will be posting in the transcript section of the private pages an index of each session's content to make it easier for you to find specific teachings that you might want to review. I've done this for the last, I think it's been 3 years. So when you are reviewing this year's teaching, you can also locate topics from past years that relate to what you are reviewing, because they also have in that transcription section those indexes. I also will post some of the suggestions for navigating the time of silence and reflection. These are only suggestions, and you can adjust them and make them fit your individual needs. I think that you will find that this time of quiet reflection this year will be like you have never experienced before. I really get that feeling for us that it's really a very personal quiet time to receive and to integrate all the wonderful energetics that we've received this year. And lastly, we want to wish all of you the most blessed holiday season and blessed time of reflection in January, February, and March. John?
Yay, Joan! Oh, I guess we can't hear you, but I know you'll join me in that because you know what she does. Of course, now tonight we'll start with a summary meditation with Archangel Gabriel, followed by, with a short review of the last session. And then Metatron and Yeshua will share some teachings with us and follow that up with a short open group discussion. An energetic meditation given by Yeshua will close our final 2019 session. Now, let's all take a deep breath and assist Joan in bringing forth Archangel Gabriel for our centering meditation.
Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Gabriel. This is a time like no other in this process of transformation and ascension. And I am, as the spokesperson for all of the archangels, to tell you how much in gratitude we are for your co-creation with us in these past few years of your time. So if you would take a deep breath now and get centered in your sacred heart. Also, be very aware of your heart chakra and the love that is there. The love of self, the love of you as that individual divine creation. Notice how brilliant that chakra is in the presence of that first light packet that was placed there a while ago. It is brilliantly shining, infusing love into that chakra. Notice your feeling. Notice your emotion at this moment. For self, for what Source created when He created your soul spirit. Notice how you feel about you. Direct your attention into your sacred heart center and the consciousness and the wisdom that is there. Also remember that sacred heart center is in the center of your light body. See yourself in that light body. Notice how luminous you are in the light body. How calm and harmonious you are. Now be in your Merkaba field, your Merkaba vehicle, in your light body. Navigating in no time, no space. Present, totally present and conscious. This is the space that you will navigate in this final session of 2019. There is no time, no space, no limitation. Just a beautiful expression of your light as the individual in your crucible of light with all of the beings that are present. We archangels, the ascended masters, the lords of light, the Elohim, the Arcturians, the Sirians, the Pleiadians, the inner earth communities, most importantly, you as the human representatives. Now take a deep breath. Be very present and very conscious. We will begin our session.
Thank you, Gabriel, for such a wonderful start to our session this evening. We are always appreciative and just are in awe of the way that you help us to begin. Thank you so much. Now, let's just move on to a short review. First, in our last session, the Metatron brought our attention to Gabriel's meditation and the transmission that took us into our light bodies. He asked us to recognize the stableness of our light body and how it's begun to transcend the denseness of the third-dimensional physical body. He stated that we have become less dependent on the gender of our human third-dimensional body. The perfection and the light that we emanate at this time is exquisite because of our light bodies that have begun to merge with our physical bodies. Now, you'll probably remember, too, that Metatron then directed us to transmit that energy into Dubai and all the surrounding territories so that the humans living there can begin to receive through the great love that we hold for them in our hearts. He said that because we share the unconditional love and the energetic light templates of the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensions, that a fuller aspect of the divine image can take hold in these individuals in complete balance through the element of love. Metatron then took us on an energetic exploration of our current energetic state. He asked us to feel what it feels like being a pure divine soul spirit in these bodies. He asked us to notice at that moment the divine presence as it descended into our bodies. Take a deep breath now in this present, no time, no space moment, and feel how that felt. Now, see how easily this state of consciousness was brought back into the consciousness of the body? Pretty cool. Metatron continued the teaching by saying that this state of consciousness is available through the second iteration of the sixth and seventh dimensional light templates. He said that we are creating a fifth-dimensional stableness in the body through the Sacred Heart consciousness of our light body. Our light body is now in very close proximity to our human body through our etheric body. We can transform our human body into a radiant fifth dimensional vehicle. The essence of the divine is never divided. Now, the aspect of the divine feminine and the divine masculine that we have worked with previously are becoming united in a fifth dimensional body and in the energies of the human body. You'll also, I'm sure, remember the presence of the second iteration of the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional light templates that create a unity within the body as we place our attentions on being a light body. Metatron spoke about how we are altering the electromagnetic field of the body itself and raising it into a different frequency range altogether. He wanted us to recognize these changes. He encouraged us to journal and told us to write to ourselves about our light body and to make notes on how it feels to be functioning in this body. He then said that this process may seem slow at first, but we have the courage and the tenacity to create that stability in our human body in the fifth dimension. Now, next came Yeshua. He said he was honored to be with us that evening to continue a conversation that we had at the conference in regards to that second iteration of the seventh dimensional light template. He spoke about the transparency that was available to us now. He told us that nothing will be hidden. All of the discrepancies that still remain in our thoughts and emotions will surface. It is important that we hold fast to what we know about ourselves as divine and the transformation that is occurring within the human body itself. Yeshua then asked us to place our attention in the element of love and the importance of that element as it applies to us personally. In order to continue on this journey into a light body, we must use that element of love not only to create and manifest what is needed, but to love ourselves. He said that we must also go to our heart chakra and fill it with the seventh dimensional light template energetics. He directed us to love what Source created in us. It is so important that we receive this light template for us. Yeshua then said that it is through the second iteration of the seventh dimensional light template that a stability is created in our consciousness, as well as in our body, so we can hold this essence of love for ourselves. He invited us to see the beautiful magenta geometry of an elongated diamond shape and the exquisite series of dimensional frequencies and facets that are now present through the color codes, the sound codes, and the massive energetics that stimulate a vaster state of consciousness. When Yeshua entered our conference, he entered from the center of the diamond geometry, you will remember. That beautiful magenta so luminously backlit his presence. He offered his hand to us then, and now in this moment, he tells us to take it in this present time. He tells us also to come forward with him into the center of this luminous magenta diamond. We are surrounded by 12th dimensional energetics of earth, wind, fire, and air. We are surrounded by the archangelics, Gabriel, Michael, Uriel, and Raphael. And we are surrounded by the essence that was brought forth through the divine feminine. We are also in the presence of the divine she energy. She, he, in a unified expression of the divine. No gender relationship here, just pure divine essence. See the luminosity of our light body. Also notice as we stand with Yeshua in the center of this beautiful diamond geometry with him, he asks us to notice there is no differentiation between his light body and ours. Both are equally radiant and luminous, because we are reflecting the element of love from the center of our beings. We are creating a reality for all humans to witness and embody, and we joyfully transmit this luminous magnetic light. He tells us that this substantially alters the electromagnetics of the human body and of Earth itself. Our mental-emotional body begins to stabilize in the energetics of the influence that our light body and the second iteration of the seventh dimensional light template is helping us to create. In this state, we have no doubt that we are in complete unity. Now this becomes a comfortable space for us. We are confident in what we are capable of creating in this moment. Let us not vary from this state of being. Draw from the energies of the temple of transparency so that any influence coming from the collective consciousness can be seen immediately for what it is. Use the influence of transparency that is brought through the second iteration of the sixth dimensional light template as well, so that nothing is hidden from us. Now, Yeshua invited us at that time to sit with him in this energetic space where there is no time and no space, to set the energetics for the final session of 2019. Now, let's all take a deep breath and assist Joan in bringing forth Metatron and Yeshua for this evening's class.
Greetings. It is I, Metatron. I come from the creative realms of the source of all that is. I come as the overseer of the transformation of a Christed planet, Earth. You have come far, beloveds, in this year of your time, especially. We were able to give you holographic transmissions, energetic downloads, concepts, teachings that have accelerated your consciousness tremendously. And you have been like sponges, absorbing, taking in. And as you have done that with dedication and love in your heart, something wonderful has manifested, something you created with your desire to have these transmissions and these teachings and these energetics be absorbed completely into your human form in ease and harmony, so that even when you are working with clearing residual distortions, it is done in ease And that is because of your open heart, your heart chakra. Because you value your body and you value you as a co-creator of this project. Now, I wish to speak to you this evening about that second iteration of the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional, the light elements. Something has occurred within you and within all of the transmissions that have transpired this year. This second iteration of these light templates has a profound effect on that fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional light templates. There is a vast amplification that has taken place within these three light templates. A stability that was never present since the decline of consciousness into third dimension has occurred in that fifth dimensional light template. It has now become very stabilized in your consciousness and in your body. What this does, dear one, for humanity is great, because this amplification of that fifth dimensional light template and the stabilization of it in a human form, which you hold as you sit in this crucible with me, is transmitted to the collective consciousness of all humans in a stable position at whatever level that it can be received. Just as when we gave you the information on this light template, we had to give it at the level in which it could be received. And it has taken 3 years for you to create with us this amplification and stability, which you now transmit. So when other humans receive it and begin to integrate it, it is very stably positioned in their body, in their body consciousness. This could not have occurred without you first doing it for you. Be aware, all of this is for you as well as for all humans. But you have to take the step first and hold it in your body. And you've done that. You've done it proficiently. Your mastery is now beginning to come into the forefront of your vision, the vision of that beautiful third eye of yours. Do you see that? Not all of it, but enough of it that you now recognize yourself as being a significant player in this project, in this crucible. The amplification that has occurred since our meeting in the conference has expanded tremendously just since the end of September of your time. Short period. And this is due to you, beloveds, to your dedication to this project, to the raising of a Christed planet and the raising of consciousness in all humans that are embodied on Earth this time, and those coming forth in the generations to come. You have cleared some of the lineage of your personal lineage. And then as you transmit this stable fifth-dimensional light template, more lineages will be cleared of the distortions that hamper them as they take on embodiments, just as when you took on your embodiment, how your physical lineage was so limiting to your ability to recover the fullness of who you are. But with these amplifications within the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional light templates, much can be restored that could not be restored previously. You know, at the fall or at the decline of human consciousness on Earth into third dimension, as that decline took place, there were certain filters put on your heart, in your sacred heart, because the consciousness no longer could support the viability and the stableness of your light. Humanity needed to experience separation. Hard to believe, but this is what had brought you to this juncture at this moment. This is why you came into an embodiment in such a dense body, in such a dense lineage. And your light has shined so beautifully within that lineage. Now that the door to that lineage has been sealed shut, you will no longer be hampered by its influence. The influence now will come from your light body, will come from these amplified light templates, from the element of light. As a co-creator in the resurrection of a Christed planet. Not only have these light packets been amplified tremendously, but the light packets, those beautiful light packets that we had you review in the last few days, the DNA strands that were activated, they were activated before the second iteration came into being. And now those activations also are amplified to a great degree. So their function becomes more viable. And your presence in your light body receives those amplified frequencies so that they can be transmitted into your etheric body and then into your physical body consciousness. So much is occurring now because you, as the individual in this beautiful crucible of light, have had the dedication, the tenacity, and the purpose to receive and integrate all parts of these light templates, especially the second iteration. This was such a game changer for you and for humanity and it flowed in such ease into you, into your consciousness, into your body. And this is how you will navigate the next 3 years as we guide you further into your ascension process. Everything has changed because of this second iteration that was so easily received by you. So with that said, I would like to turn this session over to Master Yeshua. Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Yeshua. I am delighted to be with you this evening. Not only as a way shower and a teacher, but as the example of divine light in a light body. I know many of you reference your self in a light body because of my presence with you. And this is by design. I will show you the way to fully experience what I experienced in light body after the crucifixion, in my resurrection, because I set those templates, I set the seedings for you to follow me and create what you are creating now. It was intended long ago when I walked the earth as Yeshua that this second iteration of the light templates would be brought forth by a group of masters. And that are, those are you. You provide the pathway now that I could not provide because of the culture of the day and the denseness of the earth. So you have come to help me now co-create with you a resurrection, your resurrection into light, and humans' resurrection into their Christed nature. When the light packets were placed within your Sacred Heart Center and within your heart chakra, as well as the activations of certain DNA strands, this changed your consciousness and your awareness of self as divine. It was a crucial awakening for you and a crucial awakening for all humans because you were charged with carrying these light templates in stability. If you remember, at the very first conference, Metatron told you this, that you would be co-creating this, the stability of fifth dimension in a physical form within the human body. And it is transpiring now. You can see this, you feel it, you know it, and you have become much more conscious of what lies ahead I know many of you doubted when Metatron said that you would hold that stability of fifth dimension in your body. Many of you doubted yourself and your abilities. But all that has changed. The filter that was placed on your heart and in your sacred heart center as the dimensions declined within humans and within the planet itself. Those filters have been removed with the second iteration of the light templates, and your ability and resolve to experience yourself as love. The Sacred Heart opened its consciousness to a greater degree because of the amplifications of that seventh dimensional light template. So the consciousness now within your Sacred Heart is a much more expanded consciousness. The wisdom that you're able to hear from your soul, the wisdom and the love and the knowledge that you can now draw from your soul spirit, the spirit that you were created to be at the very beginning, as a master of light. What is a master of light, you might think or ask? A master of light is a being who possesses the light of source in its perfection and distributes it in that perfection to all, whether embodied or not. Because you are a master of light, you hold that integrity of the Christed light, which is the pure essence of that source light. You hold it within your consciousness, the consciousness of your spirit. And then it is transmitted through your soul into your consciousness and then into your body, where it is transmitted to other humans in its perfection and in stability. This is the course of action that you have chosen when you took on this embodiment. And Metatron has talked to you about that in the last conference. I don't think he used those exact words, Master of Light. But that, dear ones, is who you are. That consciousness is in your Sacred Heart Center, which has been opened and amplified by the second iteration of the seventh dimensional light template and the presence of that light packet that was placed there some time ago. That consciousness allows you to know yourself as light body, to feel yourself as that master of light in a light body. You change the morphic field in your energetic system. And that morphic field around your etheric body, so your physical body could begin to draw the consciousness through the light body, through the Sacred Heart, into your physical body. Be aware, Master of Light. This is the progression that you are creating for yourself and for all humans embodied on planet Earth. You have a big job to do, and you have done it so well. The power of that stability of the fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional light templates that have been amplified by this second iteration influx of light energy in its perfection will continue for the next 2 to 3 years. We are not finished here, dear ones. There are more light packets to be activated and further DNA strands to be also activated. You must be aware that we will not go beyond the sixth and seventh DNA strands because of the focus that you and this group must project. And if we take you beyond that seventh DNA strand, you cannot be effective in the seeding of these light templates into the consciousness of all humans. I know many of you are disappointed as I say that to you, but don't be. You knew that ahead of time when you took this embodiment, that this is where you had to be focused for your gift to be received as it was intended. You knew you couldn't be an effective transmitter if you were fully manifesting your mastery. You knew you couldn't start at that 12th dimensional level, that you had to start at ground zero, where the collective of humanity was being prepared. They were being prepared to receive your group, to receive you. These are the things that we must attend to together at that fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional level. In this way, you benefit also. You benefit as well as all humans. You begin to awaken your memory codes of who you are. And you are creating a pathway that was not open since the decline. We will move you along and elevate your ascension process and elevate your consciousness. We will attend to your needs, dear ones. Never doubt that. We will attend to your needs as an individual as well as a group. The codes of wisdom will become active through the possession of certain light packets and further expressions as you use the triadic system. This is a very precise, proficient, energetic pathway to your ascension. Never forget that. Be encouraged by this second iteration of these light templates that you are receiving in ease and grace. These iterations are open channels for amplifying the DNA strands that will be put in play by these light channels and that can be used by the group for service as well as for the individual. These light templates will raise the frequency of each individual in ease. So this is how you benefit your light quotient as you sit in light body and in this fifth dimensional body will be raised and amplified substantially. The quiet reflective time is so beneficial to you at a personal level. When we join together in the crucible, when you return from your quiet voyage, the crucible will benefit by a new amplification that has taken place in each of you individually in the time of quiet. Many times when I walked the earth as Yeshua, I was required to go into seclusion in the desert in quiet reflection so I could remember my divinity in its full expression. This is what it takes for you also. Many times, Master Kutumi, who I have been with many times in your teaching, also was called into seclusion so that he could remember and ascend from that lifetime. So remember this. This is an opportunity to enhance and amplify and remember the fullness of your divinity. And we were here to support you. We encourage you to write in your journal and to document your experience in light body. You know that temple of transformation that Metatron talks about, or that Anrata talks about, not only brings up any residual distortions in your energetic system, in your consciousness, but it also brings up these memory codes. It also brings up your awareness. It's not hidden from you who you are. It's not, your light is not hidden. So it gets manifested in your day-to-day life. So it's important for you to notice these things. And when you notice them, write it down. It makes it more real, more physical, if you document it. And then when you read your journal, there is great remembrances that manifest from what you have written. So with that, dear ones, I would like to stop now and invite you to have an open discussion with me. Ask any questions relating to what we've been talking about, or questions about teachings that have been on your mind. And if you would like, I can answer, or Metatron can answer. So with that, we will begin. And we will begin by hearing from John Carroll, who has a most wonderful experience to relate to you about the use of the element of love. John, would you join us, please? Thank you, John. This is Yeshua.
I had this experience on June the 3rd, I think it was, and more after that. The only way I know to relate it to everyone is through my experience. So let me just start at the beginning. I wanted to say that through my life, I've experience various techniques in working on people's bodies. And at some point, I realized that while my hands were on somebody's body, that there were unseen things happening in the background, totally independent of my hands. And this made me begin to realize that I didn't really need to have my hands on somebody, that I could do his distant healing. And I found out about Joan's fall a few days before y'all did, and she gave me permission to work on her. And I know how to remove pain and unwind tissue memory and heal internal scars and help a person process things and clear etheric patterns so that the body once again reflects the perfect image. All of these things take time. But in the course of things, when y'all found out that Joan had fallen on June the 3rd, I went back to check on her after class. And there was a huge amount of light around her that came from all of you. And I noticed that there was some other substance that I didn't recognize, I'd never experienced. And it was palpable. It had substance to it. And I didn't remember ever seeing anything like this before. And on impulse, I scooped some up and put it on Joan's back, where the vertebrae was, and it was healed instantly. And there was another vertebrae, one up, that had fissures in it. It hadn't broken, but there were fissures, and it was also healed instantly. Not only was it healed, there was no scar tissue. There was no emotional memory. There was no indication that it had ever existed as broken or anything else. And it appeared to be the original pattern of the body. It was absolutely pristine. It's the only word I can think of. It was perfectly cleaned. It was astounding to me. I was just blown away at that point. I had also seen, when I looked at her, kind of a vortex of energy from left to right. And I thought maybe that had contributed to her losing her center and falling. And after the application of this stuff around the vortex, it dissolved instantly so that there was perfect balance restored in the body and in the etheric pattern. Wow. I didn't know quite what to do. And then I wondered, how was I going to get more of this stuff without all y'all sending your love? And so I created a bucket and filled it. And it stays ever full. So when I'm working on somebody and wanted to use some more of the stuff, I just reached in the bucket. And that seemed to work pretty good. As long as I was in the fifth dimension and opened my heart to somebody, it seemed to be the fifth element that came out. As long as I was stably there, and it had substance, you could direct it, but it seemed to have its own consciousness. So you could communicate with it that what you saw, what you wanted, but it was sort of up to it to do what it wanted to do. And as long as I was in the fifth dimension, it was there. And then I realized that it comes from our hearts as long as we're in the fifth dimension, and that it was the creative element of the all that is, had its own consciousness, and that the higher dimension we were in, the sixth or seventh, eighth dimension, the more expansive this element became. Even though it was created by your heart in the fifth dimension, you can heal the body immediately. You can act upon the etheric to clear the body of anything that has changed from the original perfect pattern. So after this time, whenever I worked on somebody, I practiced using the fifth element. And here's my record of what occurred. One person had a past history of female issues, surgery, pain, emotional trauma. And as I applied this substance, as I'm going to call it, but it was really love, upon one of those areas, or upon this area, and it originally appeared to me as a dark, dense area, it shrank and it shrank until there was nothing there. It totally disappeared. And when I looked at it, it was that pure, pristine, original pattern in the etheric body. And it instantly became physical. For another person who had a similar background, there was a dense, dark area that appeared as dark smoke to me. And when I applied the fifth element to it, it became lighter and lighter and lighter until it was like a vapor that you could barely see. And then that too disappeared. There was no scar tissue. There was no emotional memory. There was no tissue memory. It was completely cleared and absolutely pristine. For another person, they received new ankles and new wrist, which they immediately recognized as being physically changed. So I continued to practice with other people using the fifth element, and others experienced deep revelations, profound understandings of what had happened to them and what they needed to do. In summary, I just wanted everyone in our group to know that we've had all these lessons about love, about the fifth dimension, but it didn't seem like anyone really told us how to access it. But I wanted you to all know, brothers and sisters, that if we are in the fifth dimension or above, and we open our hearts, it is the fifth element. It is the creative element of love, which comes out of our hearts. And we can direct it towards other people and ourselves and give it tasks to do. Since the lowest frequency vibration is the fifth dimension, it is really unknown what love can do as we take on the sixth, seventh, eighth, I don't know, ninth dimensions. Because as we go up in dimension, the element itself expands. And the other point I wanted to make sure you understood is that sometimes changes were made in the physical body. Sometimes they were made in the etheric body. Sometimes the pattern was changed. Sometimes the change was made in the mental emotional body, bringing about new understanding and revelation. So if we could take a minute, as we all sit around in our seats in the crucible, in our golden robes with magenta shawls and the diamond emblazed upon our back, and our star of the order of Melchizedek blazing light from our foreheads, as we gaze upon Joan in her shimmering gold and white robe, with her multicolored magenta shawl and the diamond upon her back and the star upon her forehead, with John standing behind her in his robes and shawl. Let us hold each other's hand and open our hearts and love each other in gladness for our family, and witness the power of the fifth element, the power of love. Know that your heart is the key. I'm done, Yeshua.
Thank you, John. We appreciate you and the way in which you related your experience. I think that will help many of you in the crucible, many of our members, especially those of you in human form, to remember the wisdom that you hold in regards to this fifth element of love, as well as the expanded and amplified seventh dimensional light template, which is exactly what that will do for you. It will help stimulate your memory into how to use that fifth element. So please, let's take a few minutes here and have a conversation. And so many of you can ask any questions that you might have or make a comment. We'll take about 15 or 20 minutes for this open discussion, and then I will briefly lead you in a closing for this year's teachings. So anyone that would like to discuss or ask a question, please do so now.
Yes, I am hooked up. I was wondering, during this time of silence, is it okay to do teachings. I've been asked to do teachings like for different religious groups, specifically Morris Science Temple and the teachings of Noble Drew Ali and the Quran of Muhammad and how that relates. I see so much similarity in terms of the love, and at the end of the day, to me, creating the kingdom of God on this planet and the oneness between all these different religious groups coming together in love and bringing forth that fifth dimension, helping to raise the vibration of those that are in chaos and struggling with those things that they struggle with. And one of the other questions I had was, in your incarnations, did you incarnate as Muhammad Noble Drew Ali?
Well, let me say this. The only difference between religions is the limitation of their doctrine and the languaging used. But the origination of those religious formats was based in love. And when that element of love can be maintained, all religions will come together in a unified expression in fifth dimension. That is
yeah.
a possibility. And this is the goal of these masters, of which you are a member, in this crucible, to set the templates in such a way that humans can come back into the unity of their divine expression of Source. Now, I will not get into the different iterations that I have taken over many forms and non-forms. But understand this, that any iteration, any teacher of light, such as Muhammad, originates from the collective consciousness of that source energy. So we all come from that unified source iteration. And then that iteration is expressed in different forms, in different ways, according to the purpose that was divinely intended for a group of individuals or to bring about a shift and an ascension of their consciousness. So this is what is happening within the group of the Crucible, and within the other group that you are called upon to teach in, because you have a gift that is to be shared. So as to your question, during this time of quiet, should you be teaching? If this interferes with your time of introspection, then you must decline, because you cannot be the effective teacher and transmitter of that element of love until you go within and recognize who you are. Now, I know you've had previous experiences, but you have not been able to maintain that experience in a stable iteration in a human form. And this will enable you to receive more of that energetically, so that when you teach, whatever comes your mouth is divinely guided by your higher mind, by the source of all that is. So take time for you first, and then briefly make yourself available in minimal ways to begin to set the template for what you are going to be doing in the coming years. Does that answer your question?
Thank you so much. Very much so.
You are very welcome. That was a very good question about disturbing your time of quiet. Anything that disrupts your journey into yourself must be declined. If you are able on occasion to make yourself available and it does not interfere with your process, then you might make yourself available briefly. But make no mistake, this personal journey into the silence will benefit you in ways that you do not recognize at this very moment. This is an opportunity now for you to ask questions where you might have concerns or where you might have confusion in any of the teachings or any of your experiences. So please now, take this opportunity for you.
Hello.
Hello.
During our 3 months of silence and quietude, we recognized that in order to manifest, we require structure. Could you speak about a structure such as the Cosmic Light Temple to be dwelling within during this time?
Well, the Cosmic Light Temple and that process that takes you into that Cosmic Light Temple is a structure. It's an unlimited structure, an energetic structure, a source energy. So it, and when I say structure, I mean that those energetics, as you enter that temple, that cosmic temple, you draw from it what you need at a personal level, at the level that you can receive it. So that is what that structure does for you. Also, other structures are these light templates that you've retrieved from the time locks in certain dimensional sequences and stability. These are structures that help you receive what you need at the level you can receive and use it. And it varies from individual to individual. So the structure isn't a rigid structure. It's an ever-expanding structure, but it gives you a pathway to follow and a way to absorb the energetics and experience them at whatever level is in your highest good. So, yes, in this life, in a human form, in a body, structure is helpful because the massiveness of source energy and source light is so massive that it takes specific structures for the human body to absorb specific parts of that light energy. Does that answer your question?
Yes, in some regard, yes. So when we're meditating daily, do we just ask Soul Spirit to guide us in a particular energetic structure for our exploration?
Yes.
And then journal our experiences of that exploration, sort of invoking the light templates and so on?
Yes. And when you journal those experiences, it documents it and brings it more into form. So when you ask for that, you have to make yourself available in the silence to receive it. And then when you journal it, it brings it into more of a form. So in that journal, and we recommend that you buy a special journal for this specific time, and that you write in it often. Don't read what you've written for at least a few days after you have written it, but at least once a week, read your journal to refresh your memory about what you've experienced, because oftentimes you forget in those refined energies.
Is this the format that you utilized going in your sojourns of silence throughout your life here?
Of course I did.
Yeah. Is there anything that I'm not thinking about at the moment that you could shed light on, that you utilized, that would be helpful for all of us?
Well, in my time of withdrawal, I was called upon to fast so that the body and the spirit could be more unified. And the needs of the body were supplied through the light of my journey. So this is a personal thing. Not everyone. You are not required to fast, or even some of you may never be called upon to fast. So here again, there are specific suggestions that are provided for you and are written and will be posted. So, but it is about your individual personal need. So listen to your body, listen to your soul, the wisdom of your soul. This is the benefit of the silence. You have the silence to listen and to receive. You're not disturbed by any outside influences.
Beautiful. Thank
hello.
You.
Yeah, hello. This is Katie. Hi, Yeshua.
Hello. Hello, Katie.
Our attention has been repeatedly brought to the third eye in recent sessions. We've been told that it was dramatically changed by the placement of the third light packet in the third strand of DNA. And I was wondering if it would be useful to us at this point, before we go into the silence, to get a better understanding of how to use the third eye and its relationship to the Eye of Horus.
Well, the third eye in your energetic system is the first iteration of the all-seeing eye, the knowing, the seeing, through that transparency of any influence outside of the body. So that's the first one, and that's that opening is in the frontal lobes of your brain, of your head. So the frontal lobes hold memory. That's a very valuable part of the brain. So as that opening has occurred in the third eye, it becomes a more viable vortex of energy. Now, the Eye of Horus is the next dimensional iteration of that, of the third eye. It is part of that complexity. So it affects a different part of the neurology of the brain. It provides an understanding of the complexities of your spirit and the complexities of the teachings that are being brought forth at this time, to be able to process them, not only process the concepts, but take the energetics within the body, alter the body. That's the function of that Eye of Horus, and it sits in the middle of your head and is surrounded by those activated, the three crystals. It sits in the middle of that, in your head. So that the function of those three crystals, light crystals, and the positioning of the Eye of Horus in the center of that magnifies your ability to think differently, to absorb differently. There is such a magnificent expression through that Eye of Horus. It affects the pineal and the pituitary gland. It is coordinated with the Sacred Heart Center, and the flame in that Sacred Heart and the flame within the pineal all are joined and united within the consciousness and the complexity of the Eye of Horus. So there is another eye called the fourth eye, which is an iteration of the element, the fifth element, the element of love, the creativeness that is brought into form in that much more refined frequency bandwidth. It carries a light far beyond the dimensions that can be processed in the human form when the human form itself has ascended its consciousness into more refined states of seventh and eighth dimensions. So these are just very basic, brief concepts of what various iterations of that third eye are.
Wow.
And the energetics behind that. And as we move forward, as I have said, and we bring you along in your consciousness, we uplift you, we helped you access crucial vortices within your energetic system to raise that consciousness to dimensional frequencies that reflect your mastery. Not only reflect your mastery, but amplify that mastery into higher states, a more refined states of light, in full alignment with your divinity and within that source energy from which you were created.
Thank you.
I am very much working on altering the physical brain because it seems that its current structure is one of my limitations right now. Is there a way you could suggest to use the third eye of Horus?
Change your languaging. You are in process of creating a function in the brain that uplifts your ability, not limited by it, but you are in process.
Okay.
So it is in just as you've worked on opening that crown chakra, work on opening that third eye, opening the eye of Horus, seeing those seed crystals sparkle within the center of your head around that eye of Horus. Get yourself into the flow of the energetics and feel them in your body. And then let it take its course. Let it follow the course of what transpires energetically and as well as experiential in the body. Have no expectations, but just follow the path.
I get it. Thank you so very much.
You are very welcome. It's crucial in these times, beloved, that you watch your languaging. Because when you say, I am, and you follow it by a negative connotation of yourself, you are automatically limiting yourself. So when you just alter that thought or that what you are voicing to say, I am in transition, I am approaching, I am bringing in more light, I am bringing in more awareness of myself as a being of light. So be very careful about your languaging, about yourself.
Thank you.
Greetings, Yeshua. This is Joe. Go ahead, continue.
Joe. Go right ahead, Joe.
All right. I just, your response to Katie just brought up another question. About the seed crystals, you were describing them as being in the head. The last I remembered, they were described to us as being like on the forehead, two above the brow of the eye and one up higher in the center of the forehead. I wonder if, is there an update on that, updated information, and is there anything else that you might expand on with the seed crystals? How we could use them or something like that.
First of all, that was the first one of the first iterations so that you could get a visual of where exactly those seed crystals were. And they were in the forehead at that time because you were not operating in fifth dimension. These activations of these light templates have changed everything. The amplification has been so dynamic that now those seed crystals are in the center of the head around that pineal and in a perfect location to affect the neurology of the brain as well as affect the consciousness itself. So these seed crystals are now vibrating at a fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional vibration, and they are specifically placed in the brain, in the neurology of the brain, so that the function of that brain can come into a fuller expression. So this is what this amplification and each iteration, we have to meet you where you are at specific times. Been a while since we revisited those seed crystals. But with this activation of that third eye and the amplification of that, it goes into all parts of these communications and these teachings. So the seed crystals have come online at a different dimensional frequency, a different light frequency, and they are positioned in a better position to not only receive the Eye of Horus, but then hold that Eye of Horus in the most optimal place that is helpful to you as an ascending master.
Okay, so would you have any suggestions for how we might use them or just tune into them and be aware of them?
Be aware of them, tune into them. When you work with that triadic system, that's all in the location of the second triad, the creative vortex. Not only does it affect you you creatively, what you create and how you create, but it alters the way in which you are capable of creating from that fifth element of love. And that compression process in that second triad is a very valuable process. But as you enter a more viable, stable state of fifth, sixth, seventh dimension, that compression is less because you are able and capable of holding a much more refined frequency of light. So just by being aware of that and focusing on the specific chakras within the bodily system, these are so helpful to you in this transformational process. So this, we will focus next year a lot on that triadic system and the expansion of that, because the energetics of it are so valuable, because it takes into consideration all of the chakras in your physical body, but the chakra system that is within your light body and above your physical body. They now are descending through that triadic system into the light body and become a more viable presence in the morphic field to your etheric body. So at this point, it's just paying attention to that third eye center and the Eye of Horus and those beautiful seed crystals. They're named seed crystals because they seed Christ consciousness in the mind, the higher mind, your higher mind. So it's not about figuring it out. It's just about putting your attention in different points as you travel through this time of silence and then observing, receive.
Okay. Thank you, brother. That was very informative and helpful. And we always appreciate your guidance and the assistance that you and all these other beings of lighting are providing us. Thank you.
You are very welcome. Now, dear ones, it has been a very long session, and we are delighted to have been participating with you in this session. I think if you will review it, listen to it as you enter this time of quiet after this celebration period of the holiday, you will find it very helpful as you navigate through the silence and learn more about you. So with that, we'd like to close this year's session with a meditation into your light body. As you sit in your light body, recognize the brilliance of the light streaming through all the vortices of that light body. See yourself seated in the Sacred Heart consciousness of your light body. Surrounded by the brilliance of Source Light. This light has no dimension, but is pure Source energy, streaming into that Sacred Heart of your light body. In this space, you recognize yourself as divine. Beautiful, divine iteration. Unique individuals. Of Christ consciousness. In this space, there is no time, there is no space. Only the purity of the element of love and the pure expression of that love in you. We now close the teachings of 2019 and lead you forth into a celebration of love and unity. And then we direct you into a time of quiet reflection. Begin this reflection in this state of light body, in your Sacred Heart consciousness, as pure divine light. Blessings, dear ones, blessings.